Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Let's get to this Liam Hendricks audio because he is the epitome of fun.
I spoke to my tarot card reader this morning. I spoke to Ruby. She gave me a couple things.
He believes in the tarot card reader, yeah. Ruby. They've become family friends.
Now we'll see what the future holds.
The death card?
No, that's good. It means transition, change.
Oh, that's cute.
The happy squirrel.
That's bad?
Possibly. The cards are vague and mysterious.
We talked to him about it on this show. It is not a bit. He loves it, believes in it, and I am here for it. It's great. We need more of it.
23 years of donations to your parish, and this is what this guy sees hanging over me?
You should have never gone to a psychic. It's divination. It's the devil. They're completely unsanctioned by the church. Psychics are heretics and thieves who practice witchcraft. There's no validity to anything he told you.
I should have had immunity to all of it.
It's fun. He is fun.
What do you think of a guy who become friends with his tarot card reader and he and his wife have a long-term, you know?
I want to offer him a weekly spot on the show is what I think. I love this guy.
He's just the light of my life. I know I speak for the others when I say he is so amazing, you know, and he's just, I wish I could know him more, you know, because he is one of a kind, you know, I think about him all the time, and, well, I'm wondering, should we kill him?
Hendricks is up. Broken bat roller. Throw to second, and it hits the runner! Here comes Madrigal! Wow, the White Sox win it 4-3.
Magic. Whole lot of magic.
One, two, three,
and here we go. Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Those clips were just great. I loved every single thing about that open. How's it going, Speaks?
It's going well. Nick Williams is a game winner, man.
Yeah, don't question Tony La Russa. He's a Hall of Famer baseball person.
And, I mean, that was just such a dumb defensive play. I know Stoney said it right away as he and Casper were doing the game last night. That, like, that runner means nothing. Absolutely
right.
Nothing. So, thank you. There's a little gift of a walk-off. Perhaps they were due. But the story of that one is Dallas Keuchel getting up off of a chair in the clubhouse and showing up and pitching the strong, and then the White Sox bullpen doing its job.
Oh, cool. I thought the story was Len Casper and Steve Stone.
It's one of them. That's
cool,
one of the
man.
Stories.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Anyone, though, being surprised that it sounded good, like, these are high-quality broadcasters. Right, just you put two people together who know what they're doing, who have logged their 10,000 hours in their respective crafts, they're going to be able to put on a good broadcast.
It's not quite that easy in terms of radio, I would say, where you're just talking and there is no item that is the focus.
You mean a talk show, not a radio broadcast of a game, a talk show.
I mean talk radio.
Yeah.
It's not quite as easy for talk radio or something where you are creating the art, not even the art, but creating the product
right.
is what I mean. Whereas in baseball, you get to sit there and their job is to accompany the game. They're playing a game in front of you.
Right.
As second and third wheel to the baseball game and that parasitic relationship, yeah. I think if you're real, real good, you can do it.
Right, and I'm not
You'll find a way on the radio, I know.
Yeah, and I'm not even saying, I don't mean to make it sound like it's easy to do. I'm saying that those guys are so good at what they do mm-hmm. that there was absolutely no doubt in my mind that that would be a good broadcast from day one.
I hated you today as I looked on Twitter and I saw so many people in the national media partaking in what you told us was coming. And it's not even like the Julian Edelman Hall of Fame conversation. The way that you brought it up yesterday was, I'm not saying he should be in the Hall of Fame. I'm just telling you people are going to be talking about it. And then so many people today were talking about how no one should be talking about it.
Yeah.
That was the angle. That was your boy Nick Wright's angle. There was a lot of people like, why are we talking about this? Okay, just don't talk about it.
That'd be easier. And I guess I fell prey to it first or quickest and whatever.
Are some people legitimately out there saying that he's a Hall of Famer? Or is everyone just pushing against it?
It's possible that everyone's just pushing against it. I think that why his career is interesting is because it's the Eli Manning argument. It's the his playoff. If I were to tell you, blind test, the person with the second most playoff receiving yards and catches all time, you would say that accolade could easily be on a plaque for someone in Canton, right? Like that easily could be, oh man, someone who dominated in the postseason and racked up all these impressive postseason accomplishments. Mm. I feel like he has some bench, 3-time Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl MVP,
yes.
Second to Jerry Rice. Like he has the accolades of a Hall of Famer, and then it's Julian Edelman.
I guess this is it's so meta. It's me talking about the business, but I'm wondering if anybody is out there actually making the argument, or if everyone's just out there against the idea of the argument.
Matt Miller said he was a Hall of Famer.
Oh, that's wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. That's one guy.
Okay,
that counts.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
No straw man necessary. Excellent. I have an actual human, Matt Miller.
Yeah, right, we get all a punching bag on Matt Miller. He can't even come on the score anymore. We made Matt Miller.
I thought he was on last week. Wasn't he?
Yeah, he was on with Bernstein. I'm not very happy about it.
Ah, interesting.
Jay said he said yes right away.
After saying no to us that he couldn't.
Bernstein kind of gave Matt Miller his start, though.
Wait a minute.
Danny, you were like 14. He did.
Matt Miller was doing work before he got put on the radio.
If we're talking about, who's going to grandfather in Matt Miller, I used to produce Matt Abatacola's show on the nighttime slot.
Okay.
He had Matt Miller on there first. I'm here with Shane, we should get Matt Miller and not Bernstein.
As long as we're doing this, I had Mike Florio on when I was at Sporting News Radio. And when me and Max started, I said, we should really talk to this guy, Mike Florio. And now he does a million radio hits. So I invented Mike Florio, is what I'm saying.
I don't really want Mike Florio.
Oh!
I do kind of want Matt Miller, though. And I've had many beers with Matt Miller.
Oh!
He's from Joplin. Right outside of Kansas City. We've hung out many, many times.
I knew Matt Miller. I dined with Matt Miller.
Yeah.
You are no Matt Miller.
So he said no to us of ESPN.
No, he said yes to us.
Right. That's the whole
story. One of his producers said, hey, you might want to ease up on that. I wouldn't do it right now. And then I said, okay, I get it, no problem. And then Jay put him on like last week, and I texted Jay, what the hell, dude? He's like, yeah, he didn't hesitate at all. So
I'm texting him.
And it's weird because Matt and I have had multiple conversations about how we have the exact same taste in women. So I thought for sure that the combination of Tanny and I.
Yeah. Boy.
Really?
Yeah. Same.
Interesting.
Hmm.
The women we date, now he's engaged, but the women we date always look nearly identical.
Huh.
It's wild.
That's a little creepy.
Yeah, okay. It is.
A little strange.
Well, it was enough for us to notice.
Yeah, between all of those things, though.
Yeah.
Between you guys' similar taste in women, Tanny booking you on a Batacola show, me having many Boulevard weeds
him. We'll find somebody else to break down Kyle Trask.
We've got Dane Brugler next week.
Yeah, we're going to be okay.
Monday next week, we got Dane Brugler.
Yeah, Trey Lance's measurables aren't going anywhere. Okay.
That's the principle.
We can get Trevor Williams' dad.
Hey, he was good, man. You guys weren't here. That was a lot of fun to talk to Trevor Williams' dad. If you're looking for a feel-good story, beginning of the 3 o'clock hour, it was quite lovely yesterday.
Carrying on with the show, I'm texting Matt Miller.
Oh, my God.
You're going out with Bernstein and not me?
This is great. We're legitimately on the air.
Oh, are we? Are we on the air right now?
No, this is the 1 o'clock pre-show meeting that we love.
Is it Zoom? Yeah.
Are the meetings still going?
Yeah. One of those days.
Danny wants desperately to get back to the studio so we can edit things.
Okay, my bad. I guess I'll text him during the break.
Oh, that's a good time.
I text him during the break. Yeah. Okay, that makes plenty of sense. Listen, anything to not talk about the Cubs. Anyway.
Look, Matt Clapp over at the Blog Finds just gave us this stat. If you're looking for the winner of today's contest of how best to quantify how terrible the Cubs offense is, Craig Kimbrell in 4 2/3 innings pitched has a 0.5 wins above replacement. Okay? Just in his 4 2/3 innings.
Yeah.
All of the Cubs hitters combined in 347 plate appearances, they have a negative 0.2. wins above replacement. Craig Kimbrell has been more valuable in 4 2/3 innings pitch than the Cubs offense in 347 plate appearances by that measure.
That's not good.
That's pretty good. I think as measurable, though.
Good stat. Good job by the Blog Finds. Yeah. I like that.
I got more.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah. Good. Can't wait for that. Yep. Actually, I am going to expose you as being closer to the dark side than you care to admit. Mm. That's true about your beloved baseball, too. Mm. We're throwing out all the stops, pulling out all the stops. You don't throw out stops. You pull out stops. That's what you do.
Can't rewrite the wheel.
We got to get to that as well. I got to text Matt Miller. We're very busy here. It's a very serious sports day. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
On the ground to the hole. Baez. Misclubbed, airmailed the green, and that one hitting the netting.
McKinney slaps one, left side, going to be a tough play. Baez, look out. Wow, into the net it goes.
The 1-2. Chopper hit towards third. It'll go all the way to Baez. His throw is airmailed and ends up in the Brewers' dugout. An extra base for Billy McKinney. Baez was trying to get it into his glove and into his hand, and I don't think he ever had a grip on that baseball and ended up throwing it off the netting above the Brewers' dugout.
Here's a bouncer to the hole at short. The ball slips out of the hands of Baez, and he throws one almost to Kenosha.
All the way to Kenosha? Oh, my God. You enjoyed that play, Tanny? I think you might have enjoyed that one.
No, I didn't as much as you would think. I was looking for the Spanish radio call for the Brewers or Cubs. Not existed on MLB TV. Another reason why MLB TV is trash.
Oh,
thanks for listening. Four versions of your bias throw into the netting from Chris Tannehill. We didn't talk about that play, but I'm glad you brought it. I'm okay with him smiling and laughing after that happens, by the way. It reminded me of a legendary score moment back in the day when Eric Kramer was laughing as things were going horribly wrong for the Bears.
Yeah.
And Dan McNeil and Terry Bors just destroyed him, like, for smiling. The team's in the crapper and you're smiling. And they brought Eric Kramer on the show to confront him about it.
To confront him about the smiling.
About the smiling.
That's sports radio,
baby. And that was about 2 minutes into the interview. He realized, wait, he said, who's this? 2 minutes into the interview. He's like, who's this? Hey, easy. Pal is what he said, which became a legendary drop. But anyway, I don't have a problem when something sucks that colossally bad by Baez. I don't have a problem with
that. Yeah, but can you smile and laugh if your OBP is 282?
Yes.
Like, shut up.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Not shut up to you. Shut up to Javi Baez.
I got you. I understand.
McNeil and Boris is old producer.
Do you still have that tape, by the way? Do you have that recorded?
Hey,
at all?
Easy, pal.
I've been looking for years for that.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's legendary, man. No, I don't think I have it.
Do you have any old score tapes?
I might have some. I think I have me hosting from 2 to 6 a.m. on a Saturday night with Jason Griffin. You guys want to hang out? Listen to that sometime? Want to come over?
You should. Anything you have, give it to Tanny, because maybe they played a drop or something on that show. True. That he could pull that would get us some more stuff from the old days. Obviously, I have no problem with him smiling and laughing about it.
I don't know. Shane does.
Yeah, sure.
I don't like it, but I do feel like Grobber right now.
And Daniel Manning. And Brian Urlacher.
KMA.
312-644-6767. How bad of an offense was that by Javi Baez? No, it's whatever, man. It's just, they stink. And yeah, what what can you do? That's a human reaction to, right? To yes. smile or laugh. People who laugh at funerals, awkward moments, right? You say, okay, he messed up. He smiled. And it was funny. That's a objectively funny highlight.
All right, so what were you teasing? You were going to call me out on something.
You said you were preaching optimism about the Cubs, and you said over 77.5 wins.
Yeah, I felt strongly about that because I felt like the rotation was going to be sneaky decent, which I still feel, even though Trevor Williams' second start and Zach Davies' second start were bad.
And then you revealed to us before the show that not only did you not bet it yourself, but mm-hmm. you were telling people privately not to bet it. That, to me, I'm like, wait a minute. So you're as cynical as I am about this Cubs team. It's all a charade.
No, it's not a charade. But by opening day.
You talked yourself out of it.
By opening day, when a good friend said, hey, you still feel good about the Cubs over? I went, yeah.
You want to fill in on you better you bet? Like, that is that is what we do. Like,
what do you do?
Just, you know, like people all the time, like, when I give out bets on the show, I bet them, but you talk about 700 possible bets, right? Uh-huh. So some of them are winners, some of them are losers. You cannot possibly make every wager that you discuss on those shows. Like, sometimes they're in conflict with each other. It's like, oh, I think this team at this price would be a good value here. I think this team at this price would be a good value here. You're talking about them so many times. But so you, for weeks, saying, I like the over at 77.5, I like the over at 77, yeah. publicly, yeah. but then privately being like, not only am I not willing to invest in that, but I'm actually hedging against it when someone recommends it to me. I'm like, oh, you're going to be perfect.
Yeah, no, it's just, I just,
that's what I was going to call you out on. That's what I was going to call you out on.
It's just that, you know, with the bad start, I became afraid of the bad start when the problems, if they looked super samey, could exacerbate the trading and the, as long as we're going to step back, yeah. let's step all the way back. I thought they were going to start better and we'll see where they are in a couple of weeks. But right now it sure looks like if you're going to take a breath here during a rebuild, then you might as well make it a very deep breath and go ahead and stock up the low A, the high A, maybe the double A, maybe even the triple A with whatever you can get for a bunch of these guys. And I don't know. I've always thought that Baez was going to be re-signed. I would have put money on Baez and Rizzo as the two because of marketability and because of utility and just the faces of franchise. And now I don't know how you re-sign Javi. I don't, with this shortstop class that is upcoming and his unwillingness to make any of the changes, his historically bad situational awareness, even if he's tremendously marketable in Wrigleyville and in your international markets and all of that, and still a great base runner and a great fielder, that play notwithstanding, I don't know how you re-sign that bat.
Well, we'll talk to John Morosi about that in 30 minutes and just like where this team is versus where we thought they were. And we can illustrate for you very clearly how it's just the same conversation on repeat coming up on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!